Several major Indiana abortion laws were struck down in federal court Tuesday. If that ruling stands, it will change how people access abortion in the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on a decision in a case brought by, among others, healthcare provider Whole Woman's Health Alliance, which challenged most of the state's abortion regulations.
The crux of federal Judge Sarah Evans Barker's ruling comes down to this. Several of Indiana's abortion laws make it difficult and in some cases nearly impossible to access constitutionally guaranteed abortion care, and the state's arguments aren't good enough to overcome those burdens. Those laws include one that says only doctors can provide medication abortions, one that limits second trimester abortions to hospitals or ambulatory surgical centers, and a ban on telemedicine for abortion. Those regulations are now struck down. But some laws were upheld. That includes a requirement that only doctors can perform surgical abortions, mandated ultrasounds prior to an abortion, and the state's parental consent for abortion law. An appeal in this case is all but guaranteed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.